good to be in the Lord's house this morning. Yes. Appreciate the grace of God and an unchanging Lord. Yes. And, I'll pray for us. We'll look in the scripture. It'll be used of God to say something that will glorify Him. And had a little bit of a rough night last night. I don't know. Kind of felt some conviction on my heart. And it felt like just the devil might have been battling me some, brother, too, my flesh. Yeah. About 1:30, quarter to 2 this morning, yeah. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm in you. I'm going to lay back down and close my eyes. And if you give me some rest, I appreciate it. Yes, I fell off to sleep. Amen. I just forgot all about that, brother. And I tell you this much this morning, being Hebrews, the man of God's talking to him about rest. And this thing's not of works. Right. I've got works that ain't no good, Brother Hyatt. No. And if it's good, it wouldn't satisfy God. No. The only good work in us is what He does. And I don't have nothing to offer God. And He gave me everything. And the only thing I can say before the Lord this morning is that I'm in you. And that's what He receives. He receives Himself. He receives what He gave. And He don't receive nothing of man's hand, Brother Hyde. He don't do it. That was Cain's problem. He tried to bring something to God that was of his hand. And God said, I won't receive it. Looks like He gave him the avenue and what to do, what would be right that he would receive. But Cain didn't do it. And Abel did. And God received it. God, Abel gave, sacrificed what God gave, and God received it. Cain didn't, and God didn't. And so this morning, the only thing we have is that we have in Christ, and in Him we have everything that's of God. Yeah. We're not lacking one thing. We have everything that we need. We can be content in Him. We can rest in Him. We can have the peace of God that passeth all of understanding. Really, Sister Linda, that is the rest of God. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, that is rest. That's really where the rest is at, Brother High. That's the total rest is that peace of God that passeth all understanding. Hebrews chapter 3 this morning, you pray for us. I got a little bit of a sore throat. Sister Linda asked me this morning to come in, did I have a frog? I said, yeah, I got one. And he's not quite as loud and deep as he was, but he's still there. And but that'll be all right. I appreciate the goodness of God, and I'm thankful that I got air to breathe and a voice to speak this morning, and I wouldn't have that if He didn't give it to me. And Hebrews 3 this morning, let's look in the Word of God, and I'm going to read verse 12, and then we're going to move on. And he said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Notice this, he said, but exhort one another while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. He said, exhort one another. That's a command that God gives to the church. And he's telling these Hebrews here, and he tells us, brother, the church this morning, to exhort one another. Yeah. Daily, he said, while it is today. While he said here this morning, he said, while it is called today. I wrote my Bible, that's all I have. That's all I have. Today is today. And Brother Hyatt, tomorrow is tomorrow. And if tomorrow gets here, tomorrow will be today. Yeah. And that's what we have is right now, this day. God's given us this day. Yeah. And thank God the sun come up this morning, the S-U-N in the sky. And thank God the S-O-N's on the throne. But we have today. We're alive and well. And it might not make it through today. I don't know that, Brother Hyatt. I might. I hope I do. And I look to live tomorrow, but I don't have tomorrow yet. And they say that tomorrow never gets here, and that's very true. But today is today. Today what we have, he said, exhort one another daily. He said to do it every day. He said, while it's called it, why did he tell them to exhort one another? He said, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. He tell them this, Brother Hyde. Again, there's battling and it's coming out. And they was battling of going back to the old way and coming out of the old way and going into the new way. And the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Old Covenant, and the New Covenant. And that old way, there was works involved, but there's faith involved also. They believe God, and by the, by doing the works that God gave them to do, the ordinance and the covenants and all that. God received that, Brother Hyatt, because that God gave them that, and God received that. But that was an old way. That was an old covenant. And now they're in a new way, and they're in a new covenant. He said, be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. He told them this, I believe, to do this daily to prevent or head off, Brother Hyde, unbelief. Exhort one another in this new way. Exhort one another in this rest that's in Christ. Exhort one another in this new covenant, in this New Testament, not the old way, which again, Brother Hyde, Jesus did away with the old that he might establish the new. He did away with the old covenant that he might establish the new covenant, which is in himself. That's what he did. That's what Christ did. He did away with it. Not saying that he didn't. Listen, God never said that there was nothing wrong with that old covenant in that old covenant time. That's what God gave them. It was pointing to Christ. It was a type. It was showing Christ. It was by faith that they believed God. And they, listen, Brother Hyde, the only way they had faith to believe God is God give them the grace and faith to believe God. But it was that way. It was pointing to Christ. It was looking to him. And he said, today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, to prevent departing from this new way, to prevent, exhort one another that you doubt not the new covenant, that you doubt not the New Testament, the rest that's in Christ. Exhort one another that you doubt not. They did not enter in, them Israelites, in the day of provocation and provoking and tempting and testing God, Brother High. The only reason why they didn't enter into the rest, the only reason why they didn't enter into Canaan is because of their doubt, their unbelief. They did not believe God. That's why they did not enter in. That's why God did not allow them to enter in. You know why this morning, church, you know what will prevent you from entering totally into the rest that's in Christ Jesus is unbelief. If I'm not completely resting in him, Brother High, and there's times that I don't, I have to be honest, Brother High, there's a battle, that's a struggle, it's an ongoing thing. Paul did learn that in a lifetime, he learned that. I thank Paul, and even Paul, speaking of himself, he'd say, woe is me. He'd say, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. But Paul, I'm not saying, listen, he never reached to the glory of being like Christ until his time, but he did finish his course. But I think that the Apostle Paul, the man of God, did reach to a great level of being in rest in the Son of God. He learned that, Brother Hyde. But he did not get there in unbelief. He believed God. He had to. He told them to exhort it today. Today's all you have, church. Today's all you have. He said, harden through the deceitfulness of sin. There's a departing. There's a doubt. Listen, sin calluses. Sin hardens. Spiritual senses. Sin, he said, the deceitfulness of sin. And listen, really the deceitfulness of sin here was a sin of unbelief, not believing God. The sin here, the sin that really did easily beset them, Brother Hyde, and it did the Israelites of old, was unbelief. It beset them. It beset them apart from God. It wasn't that God left them. They left God. They walked away from God. They departed from following the living God. It beset them, the unbelief. He said, exhort yourself, exhort one another, and don't be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. He said, harden through it, through the deceitfulness of sin. Believe God. I got to move on. He said, for we, he's present day now, present day. He's talking present day Hebrews, children of God, Israelites, saved by the grace of God. He said, for we are made partakers of Christ. He said, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. There's that confidence, Brother Hyde. That confidence is faith. That confidence is substance. That's holding, thank God, to the faith, to the substance. The confidence, he said, that we have in Christ steadfast unto the end. We're made partakers. God made you a partaker of Christ. If you're in Christ this morning, then you're a partaker of him. You are a partaker of Christ. If you're saved, born again, you're in Christ this morning, then you are a partaker of him. He's telling them, hold steadfast the confidence that you had in him at the beginning, Brother Hyde. The confidence that we have in him at the beginning, salvation by the grace of God. Hold that to the end. Build on it. Exhort one another. Strengthen it, thank God. Don't go back in unbelief. Don't doubt God. Don't go back in the old way. Don't be deceived, hardened by deceitfulness of sin. But hold fast the confidence that you had in Christ, that you have in Christ. Hold it unto the end. Now, I'm going to tell you what I believe here. The child of God will hold fast to Christ because Christ is held fast to him. I'm not holding myself in, Brother Hyatt. That's not what he's talking about. I'm not holding myself in. I'm held in by the hand of God. Jesus said, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I'm held in, child of God. You're held in. We're not holding ourselves in Christ. We're not doing that. You're not doing that. You can't do that. You didn't get yourself in Christ. You can't hold yourself in Christ. That's done by the hand of God. He's holding fast, Sister Linda, to the confidence that you have in Christ. Hold fast to it. Don't be hardened. Don't fall out. Don't go back. Don't be beset apart from God. Hold fast. Listen, when the world system and the devil and your flesh and everything else comes against you, and to tell you this ain't gonna work, they try to get you to doubt God. Tell the devil and your flesh and the world they're a liar and that truth ain't in them and follow God. Right. Believe God. Yeah. Believe God. It is a battlefield. Sister Linda, some days is easy, some days is rough. Yeah. Some days is tough, some days is hard. Brother Hyde, some days it's a struggle. It seems like every day, some days, I don't know about y'all, y'all probably a lot closer to God than I am, but some days it seems like all day long. It's just, everything comes at you and you constantly, you're tested and you come to a point, I might have to believe God. Yeah. And some days it's a struggle. It just is. It is for me. Yeah. It's not that I doubt, it's not, listen, you, but there's unbelief. It's not there's a total doubt of God, but you just have to believe and trust God. You have to enter into his rest. I absolutely do not know. I do not know, Brother Hyde. I absolutely cannot understand. And I know that if you don't know God, then you don't see these things. But being saved by the grace of God and looking back on my life, and Brother Hyde, I see there's people face that a whole lot more than I have. A whole lot more than I have. I ain't got no pity party this morning. I'm not talking about that. But I absolutely do not know how a man can face life without Christ. I don't know. You know why people are going off the deep end and they got to have all these psychos and they just pump them through full of more medicine. They come up with all different ways and they always coming up with new ways and they never work. That's why they always have to come up with a new way. You know why that is? Because they don't know God. You know why a lot of people, there's so much suicide and there's so much sin and so much rampage in the world and people are literally going crazy because they don't know God, Brother Hyde. They don't know God and the pressure of life and the pressure of this world and the pressure of the devil and the God of this world and his system, Brother Hyde, is more than man can take. I don't know how they can do it. He said to exhort one another. Believe, he said, we're made partakers. Notice this, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, I'm going to get to a point here. I'm going to read through this, but we'll come back. I'm going to get to this. He said today, he's already mentioned this. And it's written in Psalm 95, and I'm going to say something about that. He said, well, it said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. He's exhorting them again. Your elders, your ancestors, they did it. They provoked God in the days in the wilderness. God put them in the wilderness, Brother Hyde, because they provoked God. God put them in there 40 years and that their carcass would fall because they provoked God. How did they provoke God, church? In unbelief. They did not believe God. That's how they provoked God. That's why God was provoked. That's why God was angry with them. That's why he swore in his wrath, Brother Hyde, that generation would not enter into his rest because they did not believe him. They provoked him. God put them in the wilderness And he walked them through the wilderness, provided for them still, Brother Hyde, even though he was angry at them, even though they provoked him. He provided, but their carcasses fell in the wilderness. The plague and famine, and God destroyed them in the wilderness. God destroyed them. They did not die of natural birth. God took them out in the wilderness because they provoked him in unbelief. They would not believe God. I want to tell you something this morning, church. There's nothing, I think this is right, Brother. There's nothing that's more satisfying. I know that it gets glory through this. Hear me out now. But I think there's nothing more satisfying to a sovereign Lord, Almighty God, Jesus Christ, than for you to believe him and follow him in faith. That pleases God. That satisfies. Brother Hyde, walking in faith is worshiping God. It is praising God. If I walk in faith, if you walk in faith, church, that is worshiping, pleasing God. He said here in the Word of God today, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke in unbelief and indifference. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom all of everybody didn't provoke God. All of them that come out by the hand of Moses. Moses is an instrument in the hand of God, and God used Moses to bring them out. He brought them out of Egypt, but not all of them provoked God. He said, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? They sinned by not believing God. Again, he brings this to them, Brother Hyde. Here's the old way. Your ancestors did not believe God. They fell out. They fell in the wilderness. God, their carcasses fell in the wilderness because they did not believe God. You're in a new way. You're in a new covenant. You're in a new testament. Listen. If you want the rest of God, listen, Brother Hyde, just as they did not enter into Canaan because of unbelief, Hebrews, child of God, church this morning, you'll not enter into the total rest of Christ in unbelief. You've got to believe him. You've got to believe it. This thing, Brother High, faith and belief, now it starts there and there's nothing greater and you can't have none of it without it. But it goes way beyond and lives on beyond year after year, day after day of saving grace that God saved you. There's faith that God give you to believe. But faith grows. Faith continues. Listen, I'm believing God today. I ain't going back to yesterday, 32 years ago, 33 years ago. God did a work there, but I'm believing him today. I didn't believe him then and then stop now. You don't believe God for saving grace and then just stop believing him. You don't go back. You don't go back in unbelief. You believe him, Sister Linda, and that's how he blesses you, and that's how you get more faith. And listen, if you believe, you see. You don't see to believe, but if you believe, you see. And then you believe more, and God gives you more. And you believe, and God builds on that, God builds on that, God builds on that, and that's how you become stronger. But you exercise that. You exhort yourself. You exhort one another, and you exercise it, thank God. He said, but with whom a degree they fail, they sin. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. I read that in Numbers last week. They believe not. That's why they didn't enter in. He's telling them, it's Brother Hyde. They didn't enter in because they believe not. What he's saying to them really is, if you want to enter into Christ's rest, you got to believe on him. You got to believe in him. His rest. His rest. Now listen, I'm going to get to it. The rest that Paul's talking to them, Brother Hyde, is not the rest that he's speaking about of them Israelites of old. It's not that rest. This is a totally different rest. It's not the same. But that was the rest, Brother Hyde, for them of old that they entered into. Or they did not enter into because they did not believe God. They did enter in. They did enter in. Them that believed God. Caleb and Joshua was the only two above 20 at that time when God determined that, said that he swore in his wrath. There was children, there was younger ones, younger than them, that went through the wilderness that made it into Canaan. But them that was older than that didn't. They didn't believe God, and the carcasses fell. And he's saying to them, thank God, and to whom swear that they should not enter into rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. That's the only reason why they didn't, is because of the unbelief. That's the only thing. All those other sins that come about, Brother Hyde, and those them that wouldn't believe him, was because of unbelief. Here's the source of it. Here's the source. Here's the source that provoked the God of heaven, an almighty God that said, he swore in his wrath, Brother Hyde, not man. This ain't man's wrath. This is God swearing in his wrath. Right. Y'all not going to enter in because of unbelief. You say, that's all. It ain't but one thing. That covers a multitude. Yeah. Unbelief. Yeah. Unbelief. Sure. Listen, we look at people out, and I'm going to back up just a little bit, but we look at people out in the world, and sometimes I even catch myself still doing it. We look at people, and brother, they're in sin, but the reason they're in sin is because they're in unbelief. That's what condemns a man, is believing not. That's what keeps a child of God. Listen, that's what will keep you from entering completely into the rest of Christ is unbelief. If you can believe God, Brother Hyde, if I can believe God, then I can rest in God. I've never not rested when I was believing him. But we'll fret sometimes, and we'll struggle along, and we'll try to figure it out. And you try to put it in your calculator or your computer, and you try to figure it all out, Brother Hyde, write it down on a piece of paper, and try to work it out like a mathematical problem, and you can't never come to the end nor the answer of it. And the whole time I'm doing that, or you're doing that, or we're doing that, we're fretting and we're worrying, we ain't resting. But then you come to the point and just say, well, I don't know how it's going to work, I'm just going to believe God. And all of a sudden, sister, and all that fret and worry is gone. You don't worry about it not happened. Right. You don't worry about when it's going to happen. You just believe God. And sometimes, Brother Hyde, I had to believe God. If not, he's still God. Sometimes he'll just tell you, he'll give you a specific answer. Yes, it's happening, it's coming. You might not know when. Sometimes God don't do that. Or sometimes God might tell you no, but he's still God. He's still God. If we perish in the fire, he's God. If we die in the den of lions, he's still God. He's just still God. Daniel, he rested. He had to rest in God. He had to. I mean, them three Hebrews, they had to rest in God. They had to just believe God. They had to. They just had to. They just had to. I mean, if you're going to get thrown in a fire furnace that's been turned up seven times hotter, and you're going to say what they said, you was resting in God. Yes. That Son of God was in there with them. Sure. But they was resting in God before that happened. No, they didn't know it. They didn't know it. And listen, them that was outside, the king, he saw him. He saw one like unto the Son of God, fourth man. But they didn't know that, Brother Hyde. If you believe, you see. But you don't see and then believe. Listen, Daniel, he prayed. He got thrown in the den of lions. I don't think he really knew exactly what God's going to do. He just knew the hedge of God about it, and he was going to pray anyway. And if he got devoured by the lions, he prayed. Yeah. He going to stand before God like me and you are one of these days we're going to. And that's what's going to matter when we stand before him. Amen. Listen, child of God, you'll be judged. You will, not for saving grace. You're going to enter in by the blood of Jesus Christ. I understand, know that. We're there already, Brother Hyde. We're in Christ. Yeah. If you're in him, you're in him. Yeah. He's there, you're there. We're there. But we are going to be judged. And listen, I think, Brother Hyde, the depth of it, really the baseline of it, the core of it is, did I believe you, Lord, and did I follow you? Did I follow you? Did I walk after you? Did I hear what you said? Did I believe what you said? And did I follow you? Thank God for your glory. My motive was right. My sort was right because my belief was right. I just believe God. I don't know about y'all, There's some things I can't explain, can't figure out. You just had to believe God. If you're going to rest in it, every one of us could stand up here this morning, Brother Hyde, there ain't enough hours left in the day to tell you the things that I've had to face and even enters my mind that I have to just believe God because you can't figure it out.
No, sir.
And you'll fret and worry yourself to death, and there's no reason for it.
No.
There's no sense. Jesus does not want his church walking around in unrest.
No.
He don't, Brother Hyde. He wants us to walk around in his rest. His rest. That's right, Brother Hyde. I know it's right. If you'll walk in it, this might not be the right term, but if you'll walk in it, he'll give you more. In other words, what I'm saying is it'll multiply.
Yeah.
It'll get bigger.
Yeah.
It'll get bigger. It ain't that he's getting bigger. He is who he is.
Yeah.
He ain't changing.
No.
He ain't some little puny God that's getting bigger determined on whether or not I believe him or not. Brother, that's crazy. There ain't no truth to that. He's God.
Yeah.
But God in me.
Yeah.
And don't take this the wrong way. But me walking in the control of God gets bigger.
Yeah.
And you see it, thank God, and you believe it. And you see some more, and you believe it. You believe God. You see this, Brother Hyde. You see the hand of God. That faith grows.
That's right.
You see more.
Yeah.
And it grows more.
Yeah.
And God just shows himself more in you. And you believe. He said this in the Word of God. They didn't enter in because of unbelief. Notice this now. He said in chapter 4, verse 1, I got to move on. He said, there's a lot of proof of what he's saying here, and there's a lot of explanation. You got to remember now, he's speaking to these Hebrews, Brother Hyde, and listen, they knew a lot about that old way. They knew it. They had lived it. The ancestors had lived it. Brother Hyde, church this morning, it was given to them.
Yes,
that old way. It was given to them.
Right.
Them only. Nobody else. It wasn't given to the Gentile. It wasn't given to nobody but the Hebrew, God's chosen nation.
Yes,
that's who it was given to.
Exactly right.
They knew a whole lot about it. Everybody else was outside of it. There was no commonwealth of Israel given to anybody else.
No.
It was theirs.
Right.
That wealth was theirs.
Right.
The only commonness to that was to Israel.
Right.
Wasn't to nobody else. God did that. He chose them. They wasn't the greatest. They wasn't the biggest. God chose them. God gave them that. That's what they had. All the commonwealth, all the oracles, all the laws and commands, all that, God gave it to them. It was there. They knew a lot about it. Generation after generation after generation had lived it, passed down, lived it, passed down, lived it, passed down, learned it, knowed it by heart. Knowed it like the back of the hand. They could do it with their eyes closed. Everything that God had them to do, they could recite it. They could do those things, Brother Hyde, because they knowed it. They knowed it like the back of their hand.
Yeah.
It was engraved in them.
Sure.
They had it. You know the best way to learn something? Repetitious.
Yeah.
They had repeated it for a lot of years.
Yeah.
For a lot of years. I read somewhere, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but from the first Sabbath when God rested, from his days of creation, Brother Hyde, 6 days he created heaven and earth, 7 day rested. I read somewhere where from there to Moses' time was about 2,500 years. I know from creation to the flood was 1,600 and some years. That's not too hard to figure out. If you look at them generations in the Bible, I think it's 1,600 and some years. But to Moses' time, about 2,500. And then from there to David's time was about another 500 years. There's a lot of time. There's a lot of time gone by since then.
Yeah.
And these Hebrews, since Moses' time, since God's give this, really, since Abraham's time, God chose them out. God chose a people out. And they've known this old way, and they've handed it down, and they've practiced it for many years and many generations.
Sure.
They know it. Now, he's speaking now. He is here, but chapter 4, he's speaking to present-day Hebrews. He said, let us. Paul said he was a Hebrew of Hebrews,
yes.
Jew of Jews. He was, Brother Hyde. He was a Jew. He said, let us, he included himself, therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Don't seem to nobody else, but don't seem to yourself. Don't come short of it. Now listen to me. He said, let us therefore fear. Listen, I think he's speaking of them in the wilderness. They did provoke God, and they did have sin, and they had idolatry, and they had things that provoked God, Brother Hyde.
Yes.
I'll say this morning, God is a jealous God. And they provoked him,
yeah,
with their sin, their idolatry, mm-hmm, their adultery. Everything they went after, instead of going after him, they went after other things. They didn't believe God, and they went after other things. He's a jealous God, and they provoked him.
Mm-hmm.
They provoked him. He's telling them this morning, and listen, he's telling us this morning, the church this morning, he said, listen, these is Hebrews, Jews, Hebrews, saved by the grace of God. They're saved, Brother Hyde, under new covenant. They're his body. They're saved under new covenant.
Yeah.
Not the old covenant, new covenant.
Yeah.
They're saved, eternally saved. He said, let us therefore fear. He's a jealous God. Listen, church, this morning, when I don't believe God, he's a jealous God. If I believe something else or go after something else instead of him, he's a jealous God. Don't provoke him. Don't provoke him, Brother Hyde. I know, Brother Hyde. I understand. Listen, I understand. We are on a new covenant. He's still a jealous God.
Sure.
He desires your, what's my word? Devotion.
Yeah.
He desires your devotion to him, Brother Hyde. Not another. Not that that's outside of him. He desires my devotion to him. If I believe him, then it's there.
Yes.
If I don't, it ain't.
Right.
It ain't. You say, well, I wasn't really devoted to Christ today, but my belief towards him was all right. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. You can't separate them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't separate, Brother Hyde. Everything I have this morning, Brother Hyde, now he gave it. It's a gift of God, pure, unadulterated. There's nothing added nor taken away. But everything I have this morning that's of Christ is by faith. So how, church, this morning, how could I claim anything of Christ without believing him? You can't. They're inseparable. Inseparable. If you brought glory to Christ, I'm going to say yesterday, if you brought glory to Christ yesterday, then you believe Christ yesterday. If you had rest, Sister Linda, in Christ yesterday, then you believe Christ yesterday. If we don't have them things, then the faith is not there. I understand. I understand. He said this. He said, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Notice this. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Who's them? He's talking about them that fell in the wilderness. He said, "It's preached unto for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them." Why? Why did it not profit them? Why did it not profit them? And why did they provoke God, a jealous God, that he was so much to the point that he swore in his own wrath that they would not enter in, Sister Linda? Why did that happen? Why did it not profit them? Why? He said, not being mixed with faith and them that heard it. I'll say something this morning, church, this morning. I'll say this. He's saying to these Hebrews, I'll say to the church this morning, brother, we better thank God that God gives us faith to believe him. Because if he don't, you will not. If he don't, you cannot. You know, listen, you understand, brother, when we read this word of God and we study and we look into it, and God gives you more and more and more, brother, I think this is right. You understand more of the scripture today than you did the day God saved you. How is that, brother? How is that, child of God? How is it, Sister Linda, that you know things and understand that? I'm not bragging about what we know. Hear me out. How is it that it ain't what we know anyway, it's who we know. But how is it that you understand and you know more of him today than you did 10 years ago? It's because he gave you the faith to believe what he's saying to you. It's not just a man of God up here preaching. God chooses that, brother. It's not just somebody standing up here attempting, trying by the help of God to teach the word of God. It's not just that. It's that you believe the voice of God that he spoke to you, and you believe him, and that's how you know. That's how you know him, because you believe him. That's how you grow in faith. That's how you grow in strength, spiritual strength. Don't have nothing to do with this body, but listen, if you want to grow spiritually, if you want to grow in the scripture, you want to grow, Brother Hyde, stronger in Christ, the way to do that is believing. It all comes through that. For by grace are you saved through faith. You understand that? Through faith. If I can say this morning, Brother High, faith, the word through there gives the meaning of that's the pathway, that's the avenue, that's the highway, if I can say that. You know, I'll tell you what, if I can say this morning, don't condemn me, but you know, I'm going to tell you what the highway is between you and God, faith. In Christ, between us. I understand, brother, he's one mediator, the man Christ Jesus, between man and God. He is. But listen, how he is, Brother Hyde, is my belief in him, my faith in him. You have to believe him. He said they didn't enter in because it wasn't mixed with faith. You have to thank God today that God's give you faith to believe. And if you grow tomorrow, Sister Linda, it'll be because God gave you faith to believe. And I'll say this morning. Brother Hyde, I think it's right, church. You can't just grab it. You can't go obtain it. You sure can't buy it. You can't find it in a store. You can't borrow it from somebody else. I can't say, come up, Brother Hyde, and say, brother, I'm weak this morning, today. Could you loan me a little faith? Yeah. It don't work that way. It's his to give. It's his gift. And listen, I think this is right to do. Lord, help thou my unbelief. I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Acknowledge to God that it's there. Don't deny it. There ain't no need to go to God. Listen, in my prayer, I don't never go to God and try to boast myself out to be some super duper spiritual person. I got unbelief. Help me trust you, Lord. Help me to trust you. Help me to trust you, because if you don't, I won't. And if he don't, Brother Hyde, I can't. Not only I won't trust him, I can't trust him. Not only I won't believe him, I can't believe him. If he don't give you that to believe, you can't. It's his gift. And if this morning, the word of God as it's taught, the word of God as it's preached, the word of God as you read it, if he don't mix it with faith, Brother Hyde, then it's words on a piece of paper. It's words on a piece of paper. His word forever settled in heaven. I have what he give me right here, and this is the word of God. You say, how you know that? Because the Holy Ghost tell me that. I don't know all the history about it. I ain't studied it. If you have, that's fine. I know a little bit. But I don't have to know that to know this is the word of God. The witness is the witness on the inside, who is none other than the Spirit of Christ. He says, this is my word. This is my word. But listen, if he don't mix it with faith and give you that you have to believe what he's saying, it ain't nothing but words on a piece of paper. And I'm not belittling the word of God by no means. God knows I'm not. But it has to be mixed with faith if you're going to believe. He said, for we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. I ain't got time to go into it. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. That's another time. That's for another time. I don't really have time to go into that. But he said, for we which have believed do enter into rest. Do you see what I'm saying? What he's telling them, what he's telling the Hebrews. He said, Brother Hyde, it's so simple, but a man can't see it unless God shows him. A man can't believe unless God gives him faith to believe. He said, Sister Leonard, for we which have believed do enter into rest. What have I said to you this morning? What have I said? I've been saying, Brother Hyde, I've said it several times this morning. Listen, if you believe, you rest. And if you ain't resting, you ain't believing. They're not separable, Sister Linda. You can't separate them. You cannot separate the rest in Christ and belief in Christ. They're together. They're intertwined. If you have one, you have the other. It don't make no difference. You can look at it forwards, backwards, round and round in a circle, counterclockwise, clockwise. It's all going to come back. It's all going to come back to beginning. There is belief. He said here, for we which have believed do enter into rest. Believe, rest. Don't believe, don't rest. Not too. That's pretty simple. But listen, the rest he's talking to them here is not that rest of Canaan. It's not even the rest that's really spoken of in David's time. He spoke about it. It goes into it in the scripture here. He's talking about the rest that's in Christ. Yeah. Listen, child of God, it's there. It's there, Brother Hyde. It's there for his church. To 100%, completely, every day, no matter the circumstance, no matter what comes my way, in sickness and in health, in famine, in riches, in poor, it don't make no difference. Paul said, whatsoever state I'm in, that was a daily thing. He was in different states in his life.
Right.
He was full, he was abased, he had plenty, he was empty, he was living well, he was resting, he was beaten. He lived in all types of states, Brother High, in his life, but he learned. But the rest, what I'm saying is the rest is there. And all that has nothing to do with it.
Right.
If I can get there, Brother High, if I can believe God every day, then I can rest in Him every day.
Yes.
If, I'm just telling you, look at me and I and look at me. I'm pointing a finger at me. I'm just pointing a finger at me. If I don't rest completely in Him today, then I'm not believing completely in Him today.
Right.
That's the fact. That's the truth of what he's saying.
Yes,
sir. That's it. We which have believed do enter into rest. God bless you.
Amen. That's right.